In all these things we more than conquering. Romans 8:35-37. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or anguish, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We have been accounted as sheep for slaughter. But in all these things, we more than conquer through him who loved us. The love of Christ enabling us to overcome all the tribulation. Every believer in this world has his unique experience, unique difficulty, and unique environment. Paul was saying that whatever problem we may have, the answer is always the love of Christ. Even if we have 100 different kind of difficulties, the solution is still the love of Christ. Do we realize that after many people are captured by the love of Christ, they are able to pass through what other people cannot pass through? Many people think if there is no tribulation, anguish, or persecution, etc., they can overcome. But the Word of God says, in all these things we more than conquer. It is the love of Christ that enables us to overcome all the tribulation, anguish, persecution, famine, and danger. Overcoming in our environment, the timely help that God gives us will not necessarily change our outward environment or solve our problems. Sometimes our environment may become even worse, or our problems may increase. As long as we contact God, He will supply us so that we may overcome in our environment. This is the timely help that we receive from God. A car that is having difficulty going up a steep hill does not need the hill to be leveled. The car needs more power. God may not let us always take a way that is smooth and straight. He often allows us to take a way that is crooked and difficult. Sometimes we may find ourselves climbing a high mountain, and other times we may be going into a deep valley. Nevertheless, if we keep ourselves in fellowship with God, His mercy and grace will flow through us like living water to be our supply and timely help for us to deal with any situation. Thanking and praising the Lord under all kinds of difficulties and hardships. Real victory is thanking and praising the Lord under all kinds of difficulties and hardships. This is not just victory, but the shout of victory. We have to remember that the cup that God has given us is a cup that runs over. It is not a cup that only has a few drops of water. For our cup to run over is for us to shout for victory. We should say to the Lord, all the hardships that have come upon me are your gracious dealing with me. I thank you that I am able to suffer for you. This is the tone of victory. All these messages are from the publications of Living Stream Ministry by Witness Lee. Prayer. Lord, thank you for loving me. Nothing shall separate me from your love. Your love is the solution to all my problems. I'm willing to come to you, to contact you, to fellowship with you, to enjoy your mercy and grace for my timely supply and help. Lord Jesus, praise you, because you love us. In all these things, we more than conquer. Hallelujah.